Hey, Marino. It's me, Gregory Manarino, Monday, June 30th, 2025. Pre-market report. Before we do anything, okay, I want to talk about this. It's crazy. There's only one way what I'm about to show you can possibly happen. We have, and this is really no surprise to anyone that follows this blog, the U.S. dollar that is literally falling flat on his face. This thing is screaming for a lifeline, which it's not going to get. This is deliberate. You all know that. What you're looking at here is the relative strength or the comparative strength of the dollar. If you recall, 8 months ago, we covered here how we would see the Dixie here fall below 96, and that's exactly where we're going. Look, man, it's too obvious to understand what's happening. The phenomenon is this, okay? You don't want to hold dollars. The world doesn't want to hold dollars anymore. It's a decimation. It's implosion from within, and it's about to get worse. And there's another phenomenon here that you just got to laugh about. So you got a dollar here that is dying. At the same time, you have a rally here in the debt market. In other words, let's see, people don't want dollars, they're dumping them, but they want to hold U.S. debt. When you see bond yields drop like this, this is the 10-year yield, all right? That means someone out here is buying a heck of a lot of debt. Now, if we watched the U.S. 10-year yield crater as of late, we know what's going on, people. Look, do your own research on what I'm about to tell you, because, you know, Greg may be lying to you, of course. The world is dumping U.S. debt, and everyone seems to know it. But why isn't anyone asking this question? How could it possibly be that if the world is dumping debt, that the benchmark here, the 10-year yield, is cratering? You've been watching this lately? Of course you have, because you've been following this blog. So obviously, it's the Fed, man. The Fed's buying it all. This is stealth QE. This is yield curve control. However you want to work it, and that's what, you know, it's a double-edged sword. The Fed is in here buying it all, monetizing the debt, which is massively, massively, massively inflationary. But you're not supposed to know that. What did we just find out about inflation? Well, it just rose higher than anyone thought it was going to be. It was not even expected. Of course it was. You and I know that this is not the end. They are not done. But so just to push this point home, when you have a dollar falling this way and you have, again, dumping dollars, but they're buying debt here, this is organically impossible. Unless, of course, it's the Fed buying it all to maintain the illusion of stability. And this is, look at the result. It's too, you know, some things just get under Greg Manarino's skin just a little bit, and this is one of them here. What you're witnessing here, a record high for the S&P 500. This morning, the stock market is slated to open at another record high. The mechanism here of killing the currency, which means your life is about to get a lot harder, okay? Loss of purchasing power. I mean, this is a crime. It's a crime against the people. But it's not just the central bank anymore, the Federal Reserve. You've got puppet politicians, specifically here, Donald Trump and Damien Thorne, okay, telling you, we need a weaker dollar, we need a weaker dollar. This is hypnosis. They keep repeating the same thing over and over again. Once you repeat the same lie over and over again, it kind of becomes truth to people. So you've got the central bank working with puppet politicians. Does that sound familiar to you? Because I've only been saying that's been going to happen for, like, I don't know, 1,000 years now, to destroy the purchasing power of the currency, to create the greatest wealth transfer that has ever been seen, witnessed, thought about, or even any one of you out here have had a nightmare over in the history of your life. But that's what's going on here, to push wealth right up to the 1 and 2%ers. And this mechanism here of destroying the currency, the Fed getting in here buying all the debt, what does it do? What does it do? You know what it does. It opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market, and you're going to see record high, record high, record high. If you do subscribe to my New Freedom platform, again, link in the description of the video, you got a complete breakdown of the market yesterday, along with how to trade it, along with crude oil and how to trade it, along with gold and how to trade it in Bitcoin and XRP as well. It's all there for you guys. What did I say? I said, Lions, this is a setup for a melt-up in the stock market. And as I just said, record high here. We got on Friday, and it looks like we're going to open at another record. Now, that's just all beautiful and freaking lovely. So what does this mean, people? Look, man, it's too simple. We're not going to deviate. The beauty of what I have been doing since, well, time immemorial, is we don't ever need to deviate. We are becoming our own central banks. We are betting against the system that is being weaponized against all of us here. So what I did, and this is also in your inbox right now if you subscribe to my Freedom platform, the four cracks of collapse. Now, most of you out here have heard me say over and over again how I watch dynamics in the market. What's currently in play and what is the most likely outcome? It doesn't mean I'm going to be 100% right all the time. It's impossible to do. But by tracking particular patterns, okay, in dynamics, and we have a long history to go back to look at these things, we can make very accurate predictions as to where things are going to go. So this right here, again, in your inbox, if you subscribe to the Freedom platform, well, we're just about at 1,800, thanks to all of you guys and girls. And yes, I am planning an end-of-year party. We're going to have a blast, man. It's going to be free, 100% free. All of you who do sub to my Freedom platform, and you could bring a guest as well. Some people have asked that question. So anyway, this is in your inbox, and I'm going to sketch through this. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because I really want to see you guys over there. But Lions, as you know, I always talk about dynamics in play, and here below are four which we need to watch closely, and I call this the four cracks of collapse. Now, dollar decay, I mean, pretty obvious here. The U.S. dollar is no longer trusted as an anchor of global finance. Its purchasing power is vanishing fast. And all the fake news, the temporary, the transitory about inflation, it's all about dollar death. It's all about dollar death. And I just can't believe what we're seeing now. What I want to know is, why do you think Fox Business, CNBC, Bloomberg, why are none of these... Well, they must know what they're talking about. They're not telling anyone the phenomenon that is organically impossible. I want you to think about it again. You get a dollar being dumped around the world. You don't even want to hold them. But some mysterious entity is buying all this U.S. debt. They want to hold it. They don't want dollars, which are also units of debt. It's nonsense. It's organically impossible. We know what's going on here. This is rigging to the highest order. It's yield curve control, backdoor QE, and the market could go up and up and up and up and up. And the faster that the economy falls through the floor to the core of the earth, well, the potentially higher the stock market go. So, again, this is where we're at. So number one against dollar decay. And the dollar, man, it's crying. It's screaming for a lifeline, which is not going to get. How can it get that? When you got a sitting U.S. president and the vice president here, weaker dollar, weaker dollar. We need a weaker dollar. We need a weaker dollar. Like this is going to somehow spark. Oh, that we got to own U.S. products now. We don't even have factories to make them. You don't believe that? Our factories are dying. Our manufacturing sector is dying. The U.S. industrial engine is non-existent anymore. When are people going to start to push back? I really want to know, because it seems like nothing's going on around here. And number two, bond market manipulation, like I just told you, you can't make this up. The illusion of stability must be maintained, even if it's fake. What we're seeing is organically impossible. Number three, commodities. People, come on, man. You all know you got to be here. You all know. I break it all down for you. What's going on and why? Number four, confidence unraveling. People, what are you waiting for? Join the revolution. It's right in your freaking face. And there is a link in the description of this video. You're missing out on so much if you don't just get with it, man. Now, I want to hear from you on one last thing. So, Washington, President Trump said in an interview with Fox News that the administration is working to develop a temporary pass for immigrants. Why are they not calling them illegals? Now they're immigrants. Because President Trump wants to give them a pass to allow them to work in certain industries. And this would mark the latest shift in the administration's approach to immigration enforcement for farm workers. Guys and girls, man, all the things that we've spoken about, it's all happening right here, man. So what do you think about that? Language has totally changed. Now they're immigrants, they're not illegals, and they're not destroying our country. Now President Trump wants to give them a pass. Isn't that what you expected to happen? Of course you did. I feel so bad for those that were disenfranchised, and my heart really goes out to the MAGA people here. It really, really does. They have been so disenfranchised. And they did not get what they thought they voted for, though their votes didn't count. We all know that. It's a shame. But I really do hope, I think these people are waking up, and I can tell you that I hear from them every day, and I welcome them here, okay? Don't blame yourselves for the fact that you were lied to, that you were duped, because you were conned. You were conned by a con man who has aligned himself clearly with the great deceiver. If you can't see that yet, then there's something going on here. Maybe you yourself are spiritually disenfranchised, and you need to seriously seek the Almighty, and you need to do that now. Otherwise, you're only going to fall deeper into despair, depression, anxiety, not understanding what's going on. People, it's all set up, and it's all in the book. Anyway, I'm not going to go off that way right now, but I think I'm making sense. So what do you think about all this stuff, people? Unexpected? Come on, guys. These four things right now, this is really all you need to look at. And again, I outline it all for you, exactly what's going on and why. It's an incredible phenomenon to see. So what do you want to take away from this video? The rigging is going to get even more extreme. Vast, vast, vast expansion on a scale that you're not going. The world has never seen what is about to happen before. And the United States is the hub. It's the hub of it right now. And of course, the United States is being isolated from the rest of the world. There's so much going on that you're not going to find out from the mainstream media. And you all know that it's all deception, it's all distraction. But the world is moving in a completely different direction. And guess what? The United States is not being included in this. The U.S. dollar is being destroyed from within. The world wants nothing to do with it anymore. You don't want anything to do with it anymore. What you are going to see with regard to yourself, see, people don't react unless it hits them directly. Are you not seeing what's happening here? Do you not believe that with the calls for we need a weaker dollar, we need a weaker dollar, this hypnosis is not going to, it probably has affected you already. You might actually believe that we need a weaker dollar, we need a weaker dollar, because you're being hypnotized. It's actually hypnosis on a massive scale. Henceforth, why you have the tag team now, Trump and Damian Thorne, you need a weaker dollar. Like again, I said, we don't make products here. Our trade deficit is ballooning. We were told that was not going to happen. It was going to stop on day one. It's ballooning, and it's going to get even worse from here. Again, when the dollar is devalued, as it's getting devalued right now, and we're going to get a lot, it's going to get a lot worse moving forward, the cost of imports rises as well because the dollar is weaker. This makes sense to you. And again, we're not making anything, so we got to import more, which is the polar opposite of what you were told right up until the run-up of the presidential selection. Are you starting to understand that all this stuff we covered here was true? Oh, Greg is delusional. Greg doesn't understand what he's talking about. Greg should put on a tinfoil hat and get rid of this one. I got a new color here. My hair's just a disaster. I see it. Easy to just cover it up. Love you guys with all I got, I swear. And we got to have a little fun once. And I want to hear from you on this. So they're not illegals anymore. Now they're just immigrants. And President Trump wants to give them a pass for certain industries. You like that? Or what? I really want to hear from you on that. I'll see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. People, look, man. Do us all a favor. Do me a favor here. Just try this out. Just try it out. The information I put out here is gold. All right? I want you guys to join the Freedom Platform. I got plans for us over there, like you're not going to believe. Again, not just a once a year get together free to you, which pretty much pays for your yearly subscription here. It's going to be a great year party. Not everyone can go, I understand that. But we're going to make this available to other people as well. We have other things that we're going to do here. Community involvement, charitable giving, all funded by the Freedom Platform. Join us. I really don't know what you're waiting for. Right? Again, link in the description of this video. Love you guys. Let's make a positive difference in this world. And it starts with I and I. Sound about right? See you later.